In addition to requiring a photo ID, the plan would end the practice of vouching for someone's identity at a polling place, end straight party voting, and require someone to live at their residence 28 days to vote there in non-presidential elections. Milwaukee Senate Democrat Spencer Coggs said it would affect all citizens, but would have a chilling effect on voter turnout among African Americans.
This bill kills the spirit, kills the will, and kills the resolve of an electorate who only wants to exercise its constitutional right to vote.
But Republican Senator Frank Lissay said the state would provide IDs to people who don't have them.
We made provisions in this bill for them to be able to go to a DMV office. Granted, that could be a little inconvenient around the state from here to there. But if you plan your life, you can get one. And many, many people, nearly everyone already has one.
Senators debated this bill for 9 hours on Tuesday, but majority Republicans limited debate to 1 hour today. Madison Democrat Fred Risser was speaking when Republican Senate President Mike Ellis cut him off.
You're out of order. Take your seat.
Cullen.
Continue the roll call.
Cullen.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Senators were greeted with an increasingly familiar chant on their way out of the chamber. The final tally was 19-5, with many Democrats refusing to vote. Governor Scott Walker is scheduled to sign the plan into law next Wednesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.